Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show. Brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College basketball this afternoon and this evening here on 1230 KHAS, Nebraska Wesleyan in town to take on Hastings in another women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game up first as we chat with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. Hastings sitting at 19-2 on the season, still undefeated in the conference at 9-0. They won their 15th in a row on Saturday over Dort, 75-66. We knew it was going to be a tough one, Coach, on the road, and it was exactly that.
Well, it really was. We had a point where we were up, I think it was about 15 points, and was hoping we could sail down the stretch, but Dort turned their defense up another notch. We missed some free throws and opened the door up for them, and they almost came through it.
Talked about the play. It was at the 14-26 mark. As we look back, you had a 17-point lead over Dort. Like you said, they just kind of ratcheted up the defense a little bit.
You know, they really did. I thought they did an outstanding job of really pressuring the ball, getting in the passing lanes. And normally in that situation, that leaves our post with a one-on-one. And yet, because of their pressure, we couldn't get the ball to Lindsay inside but once or twice. And so you knew going into the ball game this was the number one ranked defense in the GPAC, and they showed it, especially in that last 14 minutes of the game.
Hastings with Nebraska Wesleyan in here tonight, and then really we'll have the bye week coming up this Saturday, so only one game this week, and maybe a good time for you to kind of rekindle the fire for the stretch run.
Well, I think, you know, it's a couple of things. We get a couple of days off, and it's this time of year it's really nice to get a weekend off for a change. And so we'll take Friday and Saturday off. From a coaching standpoint, our staff is going to be out on the recruiting trail for three straight days watching as many games as we can. We've even got some situations where we're going to a 3 o'clock afternoon game and a 7 o'clock night game. And so we'll try and get some things up to date on our recruiting and with the players. They get a weekend off that's well deserved at this point of the season.
Well, just talk about your basketball team. It looks like everything's just rolling along here. Are you fearful at all that we cannot maintain this level of a play for the next 2 months?
Well, I hope they don't think everything's rolling along, you know, because, again, Dort really pointed out some things to us that we've got to pay attention to down the stretch. We've got to be able to handle that type of pressure and not make mistakes and not panic and not have a wing make a backdoor cut and the point guard not realize they're going to do it. And, you know, we have a miscommunication that way. We have to hit free throws down the stretch. And for a team that shoots about 70-plus percent as a team, we did a terrible job in the last 5 minutes and allowed Dort to get back into the ball game. So I think we had two offensive rebounds the whole ball game, and that's been a point that we've been trying to stress all season long. So the answer is we still have some things we can improve on, and I hope we can continue to play the defense at the level we have. I hope we can continue to execute on offense and get good shots. But there's still a couple things that we really need to improve before we run into these last nine conference games and then the postseason.
Hastings among the leaders in the nation as far as the offense is concerned. I think number one in the nation this week in three-point percentage, number two in field goal percentage, and among the top five teams in the nation in free throw percentage. So it looks from the statistical categories that you guys are doing extremely well on the offensive side.
You know, I think we've been very unselfish this year, and that's probably been the biggest key, is that we've accepted the mantra of if the post are single covered, we go to them and they score. And when the double team comes, they kick it out and the perimeter gets to score on those nights. And we've, again, I really want to stress how unselfish we've been throughout the season. And we've had so many stars on offense. We've had nights, you know, Lindsay has 28 and then Alicia has 27. And then we've had nights when Heather has 21 and Kim and has 18. And, you know, you'll see a lot of different scoring out of us this year. And I think that's been a big part. Last year, I think defense is particularly set up for a couple of things they thought that they could take advantage of. And this year, I think we're doing a better job of eliminating those weaknesses.
And Lindsay, I think passing the ball a whole lot better this year than she has in the past couple of years.
You know, I just feel like she's really more comfortable with her perimeter game this year. Last year, she didn't want to leave the post, and I think that was a big part. We really had a struggle with her to convince her that this would be good for us in the long run, and it would be good for her. She'd get to see the basket a little bit easier. The double would be a little tougher, a little slower, a little more hesitant to come at her. And now this year, I think she really understands how this is how this works in the system and how it really is beneficial to us. And you know, again, when the season's over with, our post is probably going to be our number two assist person on the team.
with the emergence of Alicia Stadler inside, are teams shying away from the double team now inside?
You know, we saw some doubles on Alicia the other night, and that's the first time that's happened. Dort came down and doubled her one time. Lindsay made a great cut to the basket, and the two worked together, and Lindsay got a layup. And then the second time, we ended up with a turnover out of it. So I keep telling Alicia the day's coming. I know it's going to come next year, but I think they'll probably she's going to start seeing some double teams as we get into this last part of the conference season.
Well, with that, it's obviously going to open up a lot of other things for us offensively.
Well, you know, if she does as good a job of passing out of the double team as Lindsay has done, Lindsay's probably going to be the beneficiary of some easier buckets that way. And certainly out on the perimeter, Kim and Rachel and Heather and Becky and Bia, they're all going to benefit too. So we're back to that same thing. As long as we read the defense properly and execute it, we should get some good shots.
All right, Nebraska Wesleyan in here tonight to take on the second-ranked Broncos. We'll come back and talk about the Prairie Wolves when our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. It's Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Coach, a team that is 5-9 in the season, 2-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. You beat this team back in November in Lincoln by the score of 103-58. But tell you what, anytime Wesleyan and Hastings get together, it's always a battle, and we expect at least early in this ball game tonight to be on the same page there.
Well, you know, the first game was kind of an anomaly because you don't normally shoot 70% from the three-point line. We had eight different people hitting threes that night, so I think we could have turned our back to the basket, threw it up in the air, and it would have went in for us about 50% of the time that night. It was a nightmare night for Wesley, and it was an outstanding shooting night for us. Now, that being said, this is a very athletic team, and they're a lot better Wesleyan team than we've seen in the past, and they'll be able to defend. They're going to get after us. It's going to be very key, especially early in the ball game, that we play some great defense. We limit them to one shot and not let them have some confidence, because in the back of their mind is still that blowout that we had earlier. So we need to take advantage of the psychological aspect of that.
You turned them over, I think, 25-plus times in the first ball game, so a team that maybe has some trouble with some pressure.
Well, I think they do, but again, you know, when people are throwing up shots all over, and we saw this in the last 5-6 minutes of the Dort game, we had a couple really good hands up on people, and they hit bang shots on us, and you saw our players kind of go, "What now? What do we do?" So I'm really expecting an entirely different game tonight.
A couple of players we'll watch that had some success against us the first time. The Strubing girl had 16 points against us in the first go around, and then the Rasmussen girl who had 11. Just talk about those two players as players.
Well, starting with Rasmussen, I'm not sure there's anybody quicker than the league. It's not very often that somebody can just blow by us, and she really has phenomenal speed. And Kim will have a great challenge ahead of her tonight. We got to make sure that we force her to go left and not let her get to her strong right hand, but she just flat out can blow by people. So that's going to cause us some penetration problems. And the beneficiary of that was their post-Strubing when Alicia rotated over to help. If the shot was missed, she was picking up offensive rebounds, putting them in, or she was getting some assists off of the penetration. So the number one key for us is to see if we can limit that penetration and not have to make that rotation over so we can stay matched up. And if we can't, then we better make that second rotation quickly.
It's no accident that Kim Feynman, again, is matched up with one of the top players. She draws that assignment quite often, doesn't she?
You know, it's just her job. And frankly, if we don't give her that matchup, she gets mad. I remember one time against Concordia last year, we didn't have her matched up against their All-American point guard for one of the three contests that we had. And she wasn't very happy with me after the game was over with. And in good leadership form, she came and talked to me about it. And, so I learned at that point how competitive Kim is, and that's the role that she wants on the team, and I'm very happy to give it to her.
Obviously, the key for us tonight is to jump on Wesleyan early and erase that doubt that they can stay with us tonight.
Well, I think we've really got to handle their penetration and their athleticism, make them shoot shots over a hand, hold them to one shot, and then see if we can get out and execute on the other end. I would really like to jump on them early because, like I said, I think psychologically that it's in the back of their mind that we could have a run on them and the game gets out of control early. But on the other side, the longer they stay with us, the more confidence they're going to gain, and we'll have a dogfight on our hands if we can't dominate them with our defense.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Jeff Dittman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Got a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Bronco basketball here this afternoon and this evening on 1230 KHAS. We have got Nebraska Wesleyan in town here this evening to take on Hastings in another women's men's basketball doubleheader. The women's game is up first. We've got the second-ranked Hastings College Broncos, a record of 19 wins and 2 losses on the season. They are 9-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings has won 15 games in a row entering the ball game here tonight, knocking off Dort College on Saturday afternoon up in Sioux Center, Iowa, winning by the score of 75-66. As we talked during the pregame show, Broncos had a big lead in that ball game, but then let it slip away and had to hit some free throws down the stretch to knock off the Dort defenders on Saturday. In fact, they had a 17-point lead in that contest with 14:26 to play. But Hastings going on to win on Saturday afternoon by 9 points, 75-66. Lindsey Ducey had another big performance for Hastings at 21 points and 11 rebounds. Ducey, number 2 in the all-time scoring list at Hastings College, still needing 192 points to surpass Mary Stoom for the top spot, so still plenty of work to do there. Heather McEwen had a solid day, too, 18 points. She had 4 three-pointers in that ball game against Dort. We'll see a team tonight in Nebraska Wesleyan. They come in a record of 5 wins and 10 losses on the season. They are 2-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They won their last ball game over Midland, 70-66. That was on Monday in a makeup ball game, so they are playing their third game in a matter of 7 days or so. They lost to Sioux Falls last Saturday, 69-35. They also lost to Northwestern during this little stretch here, 86-51. So Nebraska Wesleyan sitting at 5 wins, 10 losses on the season. Hastings beating Wesleyan earlier this year in a ball game played in Lincoln by the score of 103-58. In fact, this is the 67th all-time meeting between Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings in women's college basketball, and the Broncos have held a definite advantage in the series at 61-5. Hastings has won 19 straight games over Nebraska Wesleyan. And the last time the Prairie Wolves were able to beat Hastings was during the 1999-2000 season, when Nebraska Wesleyan beat Hastings down in Lincoln by the score of 76-68. During this current 19-game streak, Hastings has defeated Wesleyan by an average of 27.8 points per game, with the score being 83-55. In fact, 3 times, including this season, Hastings has scored over 100 points against Nebraska Wesleyan. So definitely a mismatch on paper, but that's why we play the game here tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan comes in 11th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as far as scoring offense is concerned. They are averaging 61.9 points per ball game, and they are giving up 73.7 on the defensive end. That is 12th out of the 13 teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings coming in, averaging 80 points per ball game. That is 3rd in the GPAC this week, and the Broncos, the number 1 scoring team as far as defense is concerned, They're giving up only 61.3 points per ball game. So it's Hastings, ranked number 2 in the country, 19-2 on the season, 9-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, getting set to take on Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves 5-10 and 2-6 in conference play. We'll come back and check the starters after this 1 minute timeout.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get you set for women's college basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Got the men's game coming up at 8 o'clock this evening. Your starters for Nebraska Wesleyan, again, their record sitting at 5-10 on the season, 2-6 in the GPAC. Shea Rasmussen is a 5'6" sophomore out of Longmont, Colorado. Rasmussen is averaging 13 points and 3 rebounds per game. Janelle Ball is a 5'3" freshman out of Littleton, Colorado. Ball is averaging 4 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. Valerie Shanahan is a 5'11" freshman out of Wahoo. Shanahan is averaging 5.9 points and about 3.8 rebounds per game. The other starters will be Katie Golden, a 6-foot junior out of Gretna, Nebraska. Golden is averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. Sadie Strubing is the other starter, a 5'11" junior out of Brainerd, Nebraska. Strubing is averaging 8 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. So a very young basketball team we'll see from Nebraska Wesleyan tonight. The 14 players currently suiting up for varsity. The squad is made up of 9 juniors, 2 sophomores, and 3 juniors. And over 41% of the total minutes this season have been played by freshmen. So Hastings definitely gets a young basketball team here tonight. Hastings will go with Kim Feynman, a 5'5" senior out of Lawrence Nelson. Feynman averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. Heather McEwen, a 5'9" senior out of Ravenna. McEwen is averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds per game. Rachel Isherwood, a 5'10" senior out of Lincoln. Isherwood is averaging 8 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Lindsay Ducey, the 6'1" senior out of Omaha. Ducey averaging 18 points and 8 rebounds per game. And Alicia Stadler, the 6'1" sophomore out of Grand Island Central Catholic, averaging 11 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. So it's Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan here tonight. Women's college basketball at 1230 KHAS. And ready to jump things off, Nebraska Wesleyan dressed in their black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Hastings in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Sadie Strubing will jump things off against Nebraska Wesleyan, or for Nebraska Wesleyan, against Ducey of Hastings. Ball is in the air. Hastings controls the opening tip. Broncos shoot to our basket to our left here tonight. Kim Feynman with the ball on the dribble for Hastings. Ball game is underway. Feynman gives it up to McEwen outside the three-point ring to Ducey at the top of the key. Ducey drives it against Strubing, puts it up there one-handed. Her shot is up, no good. Rebound comes down to Feynman. Feynman brings it back out into three-point territory. Drives it to the elbow, right side of the lane. Goes inside to Isherwood. Isherwood down to Feynman. Kim looking to penetrate, can't do it. Nebraska Wesleyan in man-to-man. Bounce pass inside to Stadler. Her shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Mallory Shanahan for Nebraska Wesleyan. Shanahan gets the ball away to Janelle Ball, and Ball comes into the offensive scoring zone here for the Prairie Wolves. Just underway here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan in women's college basketball. Broncos opening up in a man-to-man defense. Out high is going to be a Strubing out here in three-point territory. Goes over to Shea Rasmussen. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Rasmussen throws up a three over Feynman. Her shot's going to be short. Rebound comes down to Isherwood. Rachel Isherwood on a break back the other way to Heather McEwen. McEwen outside to Isherwood. Now off to Ducey, 4-3. Shot is up there. It is going to be short. Rebound is loose. Right side of the lane. It's brought down there by Wesleyan. Janelle Ball has got the ball. Gets it ahead now to Shea Rasmussen. Drives for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Stadler of Hastings. Outlet pass to the far sideline.
They get it to Thaman. Kim, right at the top of the three-point circle here for the Broncos. Down in the corner now to Ducey. We have played a minute and a half in the ball game. Nobody has scored yet. Thaman with the ball. Down to McEwen. Comes over here to Isherwood. Down to Ducey. A three-pointer put up there. Her shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Rasmussen, and a foul is called in backcourt. Personal foul is going to go on Isherwood of Hastings. That's going to be her first. First team foul on the Broncos. 18-20 remaining here in the first half. Still goose eggs on the scoreboard. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan and women's college basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Bringing the ball up is going to be Janelle Ball. She's matched up this time with Isherwood of Hastings. Bounce pass goes inside to Sadie Strubing. Scores around to the basket. Now drives it against Stadler. Takes it out of the baseline and a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Nebraska Wesleyan. Turnovers have really killed the Prairie Wolves this year. They're averaging 25 turnovers per ballgame. That is their first here in this one. We have played 2 minutes. Still no score between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. This is Ducey with it now. Swings it to the right side. That's McEwen behind the screen from Ducey. Takes it to the free throw line. Gives it off to Ducey on the right side. Drives it into the paint. Dump pass down low to Isherwood. Her shot is up and in. Rachel Isherwood scores on the assist from Lindsay Ducey. Lindsay is averaging 2.7 assists per ball game so far this year. She finds Isherwood there for the easy bucket. 2-0 to score. Hastings is out on top. Wesleyan has got the ball. Here's Rasmussen out to Strubing. Lobs it down the lane. The ball's going to be tipped away. It's going to be recovered here by Stadler. The second turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Now to Ducey at the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. And the rebound comes down to Sadie Strubing. Strubing has got it down to the near sideline to Janelle Ball. Ball sends it to the left side now to Rasmussen. Angles toward the bucket. Dumps it off left side of the lane. Here's a shot up there. In and out. No good by Katie Golden. Offensive rebound. Foul called. Mallory Shanahan got the offensive board there for Nebraska Wesleyan. The foul is going to go on McEwen of Hastings. That's going to be her first. First foul on Heather. Team foul number 2 on the Broncos. Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline left side. Underneath their own basket. 17:05 to play. Here in the first half. 2-0 to score. Hastings has got the lead on the field goal by Rachel Isherwood. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan playing things in from underneath their own hoop. Rasmussen from the corner. Shot is up there from 3. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thaman. Kim runs it back the other way for Hastings College. Back into the offensive scoring zone. Thaman out to McEwen. Hammers it down low. Right side. Stadler grabs it, shoots, and scores. Alicia Stadler scores for Hastings, and the Broncos lead by the score of 4-0. 16:47 to play here in the first half. Janelle Ball comes over here to Rasmussen on the near sideline. Gets it inside to Strubing. Wheels in the lane. Her shot over Stadler is going to be partially deflected, and a foul is called. Stadler picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first and the third team foul on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line now for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Sadie Strubing. Strubing, a 50% foul shooter so far this season. 18 out of 36, averaging 8.6 rebounds per game. Puts up the shot. It's no good. Wesleyan is a team 12th. Out of the 13 teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference on free throw shooting, knocking down only 63% of their shots. 4-0, Hastings has got the lead. Here comes the next one from Strubing. It's up there. That one is around the rim and down, so Wesleyan is on the scoreboard. 4-1 now. 4-1, Broncos have the lead. And now Wesleyan will attack here in backcourt. Thaman brings it across the midcourt stripe with a pass to Rachel Isherwood. Down to Thaman at the top of the key. Goes over to McEwen, deep wing right side. Cross-court pass to Isherwood. Her shot from 17 is short. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Ducey's pass out on top is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Rasmussen. She runs her back the other way all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good. Shay Rasmussen scores for Wesleyan. She's the leading scorer of the team, averaging 13 points per ball game. Wesleyan is back to within 1 point. 4-3 is the score. Hastings with the ball. Here's McEwen. Free throw line extended right side. Heather puts it on the floor. Now stops out here in three-point territory. There's Isherwood down in the corner. To Thaman, now to Ducey, back to McEwen. Three-pointer put up in the wing. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It rolls out here, and it's going to be picked up here by Katie Golden. Golden has got it for Nebraska Wesleyan, drives all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and good. Golden scores, and Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead. 15:41 to play. Ball gets away, and now the officials got to chase that down. And in the meantime, we're going to have some subs coming in for Hastings. Becky Tesh coming in. Here comes Sophia McDermott into the ballgame. McEwen comes out and Isherwood comes out. 5-4 the score. Nebraska Wesleyan has their first lead of the ball game here with 15:41 to play in the opening half. Hastings so far ice cold from the field. Here's a Feynman with a ball at the elbow on the right side. Gives it to Ducey just to the left of the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Strubing for Nebraska Wesleyan. Sadie has got it down for the Prairie Wolves. Gets into the hands of Janelle Ball. Ball moves it over to Shea Rasmussen. Deep wing, left side, picked up by Feynman. Top of the key, Shanahan for three. Shot in and out, no good. Ducey tips the ball out, grabs it now for Hastings. Ducey gets it into the hands of Becky Tesh. Broncos down by a point, 5-4. Tesh has got it. Left side of the lane, gets it here to Feynman. Feeds it inside down to Ducey. Backs up, spins one way, then the other. Her shot is up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. Loose on the baseline. Tesh has it. Double team. Knocked loose, and a foul is called. Tesh and all kinds of problems down there underneath the basket. And finally, a foul is going to be called here on Mallory Shanahan for Nebraska Wesleyan. 5-4. Wesleyan has got an early one-point lead over Hastings. Ducey comes out for Hastings. Statler checks back in there. Broncos will inbound, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Feynman gets it in now to McDermott. Wheels in the lane. Her off-balance shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Statler. Foul shot's going to be no good. Rebound Tesh. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound Statler. Her shot no good. Ball is tapped out. Tesh grabs the ball for Hastings. They get it away. Driving down the right side of the lane. Here's Becky. She goes for the basket. Her shot's going to be no good, and she's fouled in the play. Elise Slake also into the ball game for Hastings. She got a couple of those tips out of there. Finally, Becky Tesh gets to the free throw line here for Hastings. The foul is going to go on Janelle Ball. That's going to be her first team foul, number two on Nebraska Wesleyan. Here's Tesh at the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Becky is a 74% foul shooter in the season. She is now 42 out of 56 from the foul line this year. Next shot by Tesh is up there. That one is good. So Becky hits a couple of free throws. That gives Hastings the advantage again. The Broncos out on top by a score of 6-5. We are early in the ball game. 14 and a half minutes to play in the first half. Rasmussen has got it down for Nebraska Wesleyan. Out on top. Now they take it down on the baseline to Shanahan. Back outside. A three-pointer by Rasmussen is up and in. Jay Rasmussen from the deep left corner hits a three-pointer. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead. 8-6 over Hastings College. Here's Feynman at the top of the circle. Good defense here by Rasmussen of Nebraska Wesleyan. Feynman puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the wing. Reverses the ball. Gets to the Slake. Down to McDermott. Down in the corner to Tesh. Her shot for three is good. Becky Tesh hits a three ball from deep in the left corner. She's off of the bench to score 5 out of the 9 points here for Hastings in the first 6.5 minutes of the ball game. 9-8. Broncos now have a one-point lead. There's a Janelle Ball with the ball. Over on the left side. Picked up there by McDermott. Now to Rasmussen. Drives it down the right side of the lane. She banks it home. Jay Rasmussen scores for Nebraska Wesleyan. She's already got 7 points in the ballgame. Wesleyan goes back out on top. 10-9 to score. 13.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Becky Tesh drives the baseline. Dishes off down to Stadler. Her left-handed shot no good. Rebound Schlake. Her shot no good. Rebound Schlake, and she's hammered on the play. So Hastings doing the job on the offensive glass here in this one. But I'll tell you what, shot's not going so far. The foul is going to go on Wesleyan. It's going to go on Danae Becker. That's going to be her first. Third team foul on the Prairie Wolves. Elise Slake get a free throw line now for Hastings. Slake averaging 2 points and about one rebound per game. Her first free throw is up there and in. So Slake gets the free throw there for Hastings. Slake, the 5'7" senior out of Gothenburg. She'll have one more. Score is now tied at 10 points apiece. Wesleyan putting up a fight here early in the contest. And Hastings beat Wesleyan earlier this year, 103-58. Next shot is up there. It is good by Schlake. So Hastings now has a one-point lead, 11-10. Broncos drop back on defense. Here's a Katie Faggett into the ball game now for Wesleyan. She's dribbling the ball out top against McDermott. Starts off left, comes right, now picks up the dribble, in trouble. Sends it off inside to the free throw line to Katie Golden, drives it down the lane. Nice dish down low on the left side to a Strubing. They get it back out on the wing, down to Shea Rasmussen. Loses control of the ball. It's picked back up by Rasmussen. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Golden. Moves the ball to the free throw line and throws it up there and hits it. Katie Golden hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points in Nebraska Wesleyan. Has got a one-point lead. The Prairie Wolves 12 and Hastings College 11. Here's Feynman with the ball. Top of the circle now for Hastings. Backs up looking to penetrate. Now she does down the right side of the lane, and a double dribble violation is calling Feynman. First turnover at Hastings here in the ball game. Adam Marshall comes into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Marshall, a 5'6" sophomore out of Elm Creek. Wesleyan surprising Hastings here in this one. 12-11 is the score. On the dribble is going to be Katie Faggett here on the near sideline. Baggett in trouble, sends it inside now. Strubing down low, puts up a shot over Stadler. It's going to be good, and she's fouled in the play. Sadie Strubing gets the field goal for Nebraska Wesleyan. She is fouled in a play here by Stadler. That's going to be the second foul on Alicia Stadler. Now going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Sadie Strubing. Strubing one of two so far tonight from the foul line. And now we got some problems here at the scores table. Valerie Shanahan wanted to check back in there, but Strubing hitting a free throw first, at least getting one. 14-11, Wesleyan has got the lead. Here comes the shot from Strubing. Her shot is up there, it rims off, no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Wesleyan as Golden gets the ball back to Strubing. Valerie reset the offense with a pass back out between the rings. This is going to be a Katie Faggett with the ball. Faggett moves it over on the wing and the left side to Hannah Marshall. Out between the circles again to a Golden. Golden brings it over here to a Wynette on the wing on the right side as Nebraska Wesleyan has gotten to the bench now. 8 minutes into the ball game. Here's Marshall, 7 seconds on the shot clock. Gets it out to a Sadie Strubing, looking to penetrate, can't do it. Gets it away now to Faggett. Faggett throws up an off-balance shot. It's partially deflected, and we got a shot clock violation on Nebraska Wesleyan. So Ducey comes back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Statler. 11:55 to play here in the first half. Nebraska Wesleyan has got a 3-point lead over Hastings, 14-11. Broncos off to a slow start here tonight. Kim Fehman has got it on the dribble. Bounce pass goes to McDermott. Down to Schlake, top of the key. Her pass is deflected. Deflected out there by Katie Golden. And the ball is brought down by Nebraska Wesleyan. Second turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Here's Faggett with the ball, top of the key. Moves it over in the wing. Now to Mallory Shanahan. Lobs it inside. Golden has got it. It's knocked loose. It goes to the far sideline, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Lost out of the hands there of Katie Golden. Wesleyan turns it over for the fourth time here in the ball game. Prairie Wolves out on top of the second-ranked team in the nation. Hastings here tonight, 14-11. Here's McDermott with the ball inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass to Fehman, fakes the three, takes it into the paint. Off-balance shot, it's up there, it's no good. She's knocked down on a play, and a foul is going to be called. And Fehman will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Strubing of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four on the Prairie Wolves here in this first half. Fehman in the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Fehman misses the free throw. He is a 67% foul shooter on the season. Now 41 out of 62 from the foul line. 14-11. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead over Hastings with 11-17 remaining. Next shot is up there. It is good from Fehman. Damon hits one out of two, and the Broncos are back to within 2 points. 14-12. Here's Wesleyan with the ball. Hastings stays with their man-to-man defense. Katie Faggett has got it, moves it on the wing on the left side to Hannah Marshall. Back out on top to Katie Golden. Golden picked up there by McEwen of Hastings. Golden dribbles, goes down in the corner now to Shanahan. Lob pass back inside to Golden. Gives it away to Faggett, drives it down the right side of the lane. Back outside to Golden for three, shot good. Katie Golden hits a three-pointer for Nebraska Wesleyan. She's got 7 points in the ball game, and now the Broncos are going to call a timeout. Nebraska Wesleyan has opened up a 5-point lead over Hastings as we approach the halfway point of this first half. 10:50 remaining in the first half to score Nebraska Wesleyan 17, Hastings 12.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing Nebraska Wesleyan in women's college basketball. 17-12 is the score. Here's McDermott with the ball for Hastings. Looking left, comes back on the right wing. That's going to be McEwen. Now to Isherwood. Drives it down the lane, puts up an off-balance shot. It's high off the window, no good. Rebound Tesh. Tesh is hammered on the play as she tries to get rid of it. Left side of the lane. A foul is going to go on Katie Faggett of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be your first. Nate Becker comes back into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan, replacing Sadie Strubing. That's only team foul number five on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the first half. There comes Elise Schlake into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Becky Tesh. Broncos will play things in. Ducey has got it. Now to Schlake. Free throw line extended left side. Down in the corner. That is McDermott with the ball. Brings it up high on the block. Gets it into the hands of McEwen. Now right side, that's going to be Isherwood. Back out to Heather for three. Shot is up there. She hits it. Heather McEwen hits a three. She had 14 the last time these two teams played. Heather had 18 on Saturday when Hastings knocked off Dort. Now McDermott goes for the steal. She gets it away from Katie Faggett. McDermott drives, and she'll be whistled for the traveling violation. McDermott got the steal, but then is whistled for the traveling violation going to the hole. That's five turnovers now in Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings with three. 17-15 is the score. Nebraska Wesleyan with a two-point lead, surprising the Broncos there tonight in women's college basketball. Hastings had an easy time with Wesleyan in the ballgame played in Lincoln back at the end of November. In fact, Hastings had a 23-point lead by halftime and really coasted that win, 103-58. Right now, Nebraska Wesleyan with a two-point advantage, 17-15. Here's Mallory Shanahan at the free throw line. She's being attacked out there, and a traveling violation is called in Shanahan. A sixth turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the ballgame. 17-15. Broncos are down by 2 points. 9:54 remaining here in the first half. Here comes Sophia McDermott with a ball and a dribble now. Lindsay Ducey out in three-point territory. Now to Elise Schlake. Left side of the lane. Comes out to McEwen. Open for three. Won't take the shot. Fires the ball down to Isherwood. Now to Ducey. Ducey's entry pass. They get it to McDermott. She wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim and falls off. No good. Rebound to Katie Golden. Golden down the near sideline to Rasmussen. Rasmussen looks up one on two, fires up a 12-footer and hits it. Shea Rasmussen had 11 points the last time these two teams played, and she's got 9 points already tonight. Wesleyan has now got a 4-point lead again, 19-15. Here's McEwen with the ball on the wing, and another whistle stops play, and a foul is going to go inside. It's going to go on Wesleyan. It's going to go on Danae Becker. That's going to be her second. Second foul on Becker. That's going to be team foul number six on the Prairie Wolves here in the ballgame. Katie Golden checks out of the ballgame now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Coming in is going to be Jordan Wynett. Hastings will inbound. They get it to Isherwood. She drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She is hammered on the arm. And now it's going to be Isherwood going to the free throw line. Now it's going to be whistled on Becker again. That's going to be her third. So Danae Becker is now in some foul trouble here, still with 9 minutes and 10 seconds to play. In the first half, she's got three. Isherwood to the line. Her shot is up there and in. Isherwood with 3 points in the basketball game. She had 16 the last time these two teams played. That's her season high. Isherwood averaging 8 points per ball game. Next shot is up there. It's perfect. So Isherwood hits a pair of free throws, and the Broncos are back to within 2 points. 19-17 is the score. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan back up the floor. That's a Janelle Ball, who's back into the ball game, works against McDermott. Takes it down into baseline, then loses control of the ball out of bounds. Had her back to the basket, was working against Sophia McDermott. Lost the ball out of bounds on the dribble. That's seven turnovers on Nebraska Wesleyan in the ball game. 8:57 remaining here in the first half, 19-17. Wesleyan leading by two. Hastings can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. And Wesleyan has gone to a zone defense now. That's McDermott off to McEwen, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes out long here on the near sideline. Picked up by McDermott of Hastings. McDermott out to McEwen, top of the key. Now to Elise Schlake. Schlake now to McDermott here on the near side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the top of the key. Reverses it. Comes to the near side. Schlake, her shot is up there from three. Air ball. No good. Rebound, Shea Rasmussen. Long pass down the left sideline. Wynett has got the ball now for Wesleyan. Bounce pass inside to Strubing. Inside the free throw circle to Shanahan. Drives it to the hole. A shot no good over McEwen. Heather grabs the rebound for Hastings. Outlet pass is going to be intercepted by Ball. Ball goes back to the center of the floor and it overthrows everybody. They had Strubing there and also Mallory there. The ball goes right through their fingertips out of bounds. And now Nebraska Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. The Prairie Wolves want to talk things over. 8 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 19, Hastings 17.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. From design and layout to the finished product, Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena. 19-17 to score. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead over the Broncos here tonight. Neither team playing real well so far in this ball game. Here's McDermott driving the ball to the hole. Her shot is going to be partially deflected. It's going to be no good. Ball is brought out there by Sadie Strubing now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Now to Janelle Ball. Ball comes on the near sideline to Shanahan, and a traveling violation on Shanahan. Try to drive it by Heather McEwen as whistled for the traveling violation. That is eight turnovers on Nebraska Wesleyan. Here comes Katie Golden into the ball game now for Wesleyan. She's going to replace Shanahan. 7:48 to play in the first half, 19-17. Wesleyan has got the lead. Statler comes back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Elise Schlake. Broncos will inbound here in backcourt. Hastings, a team that's third in the conference right now in offensive production, averaging 80 points per ball game. We've got 17 on the board right now with 7:39 to play here in the first half. They lob it inside to Ducey, backs up, spins, puts up their left-handed and scores. First field goal of the ball game for Ducey, and Hastings has come back to tie things up at 19 points apiece. Here's a long-range jumper from the left side by Wynett that's going to be no good. Rebound loose in the lane, picked up by Strubing. Strubing takes it down low and a traveling violation. Had it just to the right of the basket, then shuffled her feet down there as she was preparing to go up for the shot. Wesleyan gives her back to Hastings here. 7:20 remaining. Here comes Hannah Marshall into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Marshall, a 5'6" sophomore out of Elm Creek. Wynett comes out of the contest now for head coach Eric Jensen and the Prairie Wolves. We are tied up at 19 points apiece. Hastings with a chance to reclaim the lead right here. McEwen inside to Stadler. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around on the baseline. Who's got it? Finally, Wesleyan grabs it. Now a jump ball is called. Hannah Marshall had it. Ducey got her hands in there for Hastings. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Wesleyan, so the Prairie Wolves will get it. Here comes Janelle Ball back with a basketball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. We are tied up at 19. We have played 13 minutes here in the first half. Hannah Marshall has got it on the wing on the right side. Marshall dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass comes over to Katie Golden. Golden picked up by Ducey. Fires up a shot from three. Shot good. Katie Golden knocks down a three-pointer there for Nebraska Wesleyan. Katie already with 10 points in the basketball game. 22-19. Wesleyan leading by three. Back with the ball for Hastings is going to be McDermott around the screen from Ducey. McDermott goes over to Isherwood. On the wing on the right side, now to Ducey at the elbow. Ducey drives it, gives it up. Isherwood for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound Stadler. Her shot's going to be blocked down and a foul is called. Golden picks up the personal foul, I believe, here for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be the case. Katie picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number eight on Wesleyan here in the first half. Alicia Stadler to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one is good. Stadler is 75% foul shooter in the season. She's now 31 out of 41 from the free throw line. 6:24 to play here in the first half, 22-20. Nebraska Wesleyan with a two-point lead. That's McDermott out of the ball game now for Hastings. Feynman comes back in. A shot by Stadler is good. So Hastings now trailing by 1 point, 22-21. A far cry from our meeting we had in Lincoln when Hastings had a 23-point lead by halftime. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan back with it. Janelle Ball, right side of the floor, stops. Pressured out here by Isherwood. Ball trying to get it away. She does. Hannah Marshall down low. Now dumps it off inside to a Strubing, and Strubing is surrounded, and a traveling violation is called in Sadie. She was surrounded by nothing but Broncos. Nine turnovers now in Nebraska Wesleyan in the ballgame. Hastings now with a chance to reclaim the lead. 6 minutes to play here in the first half, 22-21. Nebraska Wesleyan with a one-point lead. Here's Feynman with the ball now for Hastings. Feynman out here in three-point territory. Janelle Ball will pick her up. Ducey sets a screen. Feynman gets it to Isherwood. Now to Ducey, just inside the free throw circle. Over here to Feynman, fakes the three, dribbles inside, 12-footers put up there. That's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Hannah Marshall. Marshall runs it into the fourth court on the dribble, gives it up now to Ashay Rasmussen. Rasmussen out in three-point territory, picked up by Feynman of Hastings. Rasmussen, now to Marshall, free throw line extended left side, picked up there by Isherwood. Comes out between the circles again, that's Janelle Ball. Man-to-man defense here for Hastings. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Rasmussen on the wing on the right side, holding the ball, holding it, and now puts it on the floor, dribbles down the near sideline, throws up a shot, partially deflected. Ball is brought out of there by Stadler of Hastings. Gets it out to Isherwood. Isherwood running into traffic here at the midcourt stripe and finally gets it in the hands of Feynman. 22-21. Hastings down by a point, 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Feynman comes to Alicia Stadler. Stadler goes over to Isherwood. Right side of the lane, now to Stadler at the elbow. Her shot is up and in. Alicia Stadler steps away from the basket and scores. That's her second field goal. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and Hastings reclaims the lead, 23-22. 4:43 to play here in the first half in the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Marshall down in the corner, now to Rasmussen. Rasmussen gets away from Thaman. Thaman goes for the slight, can't get to it. Rasmussen has still got it. Now comes over here to the near side to Katie Golden. Dribbles to the hole. Her shot is up there. She is knocked down in the play, and a foul is called. Golden will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Ducey of Hastings. That's going to be her first. So now Stadler has got two, and Ducey has got one, the two post players for Hastings. Going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Katie Golden. A 71% foul shooter so far this year. She got 10 points already tonight. She averages 9.8 on the season. Had just five the last time these two teams played. The shot is up there. It is good. Wesleyan now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line in the ball game. Becky Tesh into the contest now for Hastings, replacing Isherwood. Coming back in for Wesleyan is going to be Mallory Shanahan, replacing Sadie Strubing. We're tied at 23 points apiece now, with 4:25 to play. Next shot is up there. It's good. Golden hits both free throw tosses, and Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead again. 24-23, 4:20 to play here in the first half. Becky Tesh with it here on the near sideline. Tesh moves it inside to Ducey, now to Stadler. Stadler goes up, and we got a jump ball called. Stadler, a little indecision there to go up with that shot there. Mallory Shanahan was right there in her face, and they called a jump ball. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will inbound the ball. Underneath their own hoop to the right side. Here's Feynman. Feynman looks, now to McEwen. McEwen picked up by Rasmussen of Nebraska Wesleyan. Powers her way to the basket, and a traveling violation is called to McEwen. Broncos struggling at best. 24-23, Nebraska Wesleyan winning by a point. It has not been pretty, folks. Wesleyan comes back the other way. Janelle Ball has got it here on the near sideline. Bounce pass down low. That's going to be Shanahan. She wheels in a lane. Her shot is up there, and she is hit on the arm, and now she'll go to the free throw line. Foul goes on Stadler. That's going to be three fouls on her. So Alicia Stadler now with three personal fouls for Hastings. And going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Mallory Shanahan. The Broncos have been tied a couple of times and have a brief lead, but Wesleyan has really controlled most of this first half. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Shanahan. She'll get one more. Shanahan is 66% foul shooter. And Wesleyan is a team next to the last in the conference in free throw percentage at 63%. Next shot by Mallory is up there. That one is down. So she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Wesleyan has got a 2-point lead, 25-23. Wesleyan is led by as many as 5 points here in the first half at 17-12. And now we've got a foul out here. It's going to go on Wesleyan. It's going to go on Janelle Ball. So Ball picks up her second. That's going to be the 9th team foul on Wesleyan as Feynman was working with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Katie Faggett comes into the ball game now for Wesleyan, replacing Janelle Ball. We're going to have some free throws now. It's going to be Feynman going to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Wesleyan's got 9 team fouls on the board, so this will be a 1-and-1 situation. Kim Feynman to the stripe here, 1 out of 2. Her shot is up there. It's good. She'll get the bonus. Feynman is a 67% foul shooter. The former Lawrence Nelson product is averaging 9.5 points and 5.5 rebounds per game. Next shot is up there. It's good. And now we are tied up at 25 points apiece with 3 minutes and 42 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Katie Faggett with the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Over to Hannah Marshall, picked up by Isherwood. She's going to drive it toward the hole. Now a pass is going to be deflected out of bounds by McEwen. Setting up Mallory Shanahan on the far sideline. Deflected out of bounds by McEwen. So we have 15 seconds in the shot clock. Wesleyan will inbound the ball. Shea Rasmussen holding the ball here for the Prairie Wolves. Gets it in now to a Faggett. Faggett picked up there by Becky Tesh of Hastings. Moves it over to a Katie Golden. Golden holds it against Ducey. There's a feed to the wing. That's going to go to a Rasmussen. Rasmussen around the screen, drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot blocked out of bounds by Ducey. Lindsey Ducey gets the block shot there for Hastings. That's the 28th block for the big redhead out of Omaha. And now we got 1 second left in the shot clock. Wesleyan will play things in. That's a Faggett triggering it in. They just lob it into the lane. And the shot is up and in by Katie Golden. She doesn't even grab it. She just kind of bats it up there like a volleyball. That goes right through the hole, right in front of the basket there for Wesleyan. A good job there by the Prairie Wolves. 27-25. Here's Feynman. Her shot's going to be plucked down and a foul is called. It's out of bounds. A nice block by Mallory Shanahan, but the officials out here in three-point territory, they call the foul. The guy closest to the play underneath the basket, he just signaled Wesleyan's way. The guy out here in three-point territory, he calls the foul. That's going to go on Shanahan. That's going to be her second. Feynman to the free throw line for Hastings. Her shot is up there. It's good. Feynman now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. 27-26, Nebraska Wesleyan with a one-point lead. Hastings has beaten Wesleyan 19 times in a row in women's college basketball. In fact, most of the games have not been close. Here comes the next shot. It is good by Feynman. And now we're tied up at 27 points apiece. 2:57 to play here in the first half. Katie Faggett has got the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Bounce pass. The Wynette is back into the ball game. Now Golden at the top of the key. Hammers it inside to Strubing. She goes to the bucket against Ducey. Her shot no good. Follow shot is up there. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ducey of Hastings. Follow shot by Katie Golden right at point blank range would not go. Broncos have a chance to pull ahead right here. Here's Feynman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound Ducey on the baseline. Wheels. The ball knocked loose. Ducey picks it back up. Shoots and scores. Ducey gets her second field goal of the ball game, and the Broncos reclaim the lead. 29-27 with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play now. Here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. A much closer game than expected here tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Katie Golden right at the top of the three-point circle. Golden picked up there by McEwen. Comes over to a Katie Faggett, picked up by Tesh. Off of a screen, here's a Wynette. Takes the ball to the hole against Isherwood. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Lindsay leads the break back the other way. Dribbles into the offensive zone. Goes over to McEwen. Fakes the three. Takes it down to the baseline. Stops there. McEwen with the ball. Jump pass comes out to Tesh. Down to a Feynman. Feynman on the left side of the floor. Back outside to McEwen for three. Shot is good. Heather McEwen from the top of the key hits the three. She has now got 6 points in the ball game, and the Broncos now have a five-point lead, 32-27. And now Eric Jensen wants to call a timeout for Nebraska Wesleyan. So each team has had a five-point lead now here in the first half. The Broncos struggling here this evening, but Hastings has now got the lead. 1 minute to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 32, Nebraska Wesleyan 27.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapist and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena. Bronco basketball here this afternoon, or actually this evening, at 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. So Nebraska Wesleyan giving up a fight here tonight. Hastings has now opened up a five-point lead as the Broncos have scored the last 5 points in the ball game. Propelled by that three-pointer by Heather McEwen the last time down the floor. Now Wesleyan will play things in off of the far side. Golden has got the ball for the Prairie Wolves. Off to Wynette. Wynette working out here in three-point territory against Isherwood. Dribbles behind her back. Wynette goes inside. Grabbing the ball at the free throw line is Golden. To Wynette. Now to Rasmussen. 4-3. Shot is up there. Good again. Shea Rasmussen now with 12 points. Katie Golden has got 14. And Nebraska Wesleyan is now trailing in the ball game by the score of 32-30. Here's McEwen again for three. Her shot is up there. She buries another one. Heather McEwen now with 3 three-pointers in the ball game. She's got 9 points. And the Broncos have a 5-point lead again. It's now 35-30. 55 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Janelle Ball. The ball poked away by Tesh, and a foul is called. Becky Tesh whistled for the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. And now a 1-1 situation here for Wesleyan. Janelle Ball goes to the free throw line. She's a 90% foul shooter in the season. She has made 9 out of 10 from the stripe. Ball is averaging 4 points and 1.5 rebounds per game. Puts it up there. The shot good. So Janelle Ball hits the first of her free throws, a 5'3" freshman out of Littleton, Colorado. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be off of the mark. No good. Only a second free throw of the year that she has missed. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. So it's 35-31. Broncos with a four-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Feynman on the wing, right side. Bounce pass goes to Ducey. Ducey gives it to Isherwood. Drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. Top of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Goes back up. Ball knocked out of her hands. It's picked up by Strubing. No foul called in there. Not a contact, but no foul. Strubing gets the ball away. That's going to be Janelle Ball. Ball out here in 3 points here. It's 20 seconds to play now in the first half. 35-31. Wesleyan down by four. Here's Rasmussen. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. Feynman got a little piece of that one. And now a technical foul is going to be called on Jeff Dittman. A technical foul has been called on Jeff Dittman, the Bronco head coach. So Ducey was kind of hammered down here at this end, and then Feynman comes back on the other end. And they call a little ticky-tack foul down here, and now we're going to have some free throws coming up here. 17 seconds to play in the first half. Jeff Dittman has just been whistled for a technical foul down here. 35-31 is the score. These officials have worked numerous Hastings games here, and I can't remember too many games that we've had very much success with this trio. So it's 35-31 is the score. And we got 17 seconds to play. And now we're at the scores table here to try to figure out which direction the jump ball arrow is supposed to be pointing. We're going to have some free throws coming up here for Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to be Shea Rasmussen. First of all, she's going to toe the mark here for the Prairie Wolves. So a technical foul has been called on Jeff Dittman for Hastings at the 17-second mark of this first half. Rasmussen will have a couple of shots here. She got 12 points in the basketball game. And here's the shot from the free throw line. That's going to be around the rim and down. Rasmussen, 20 out of 28 coming into the ball game tonight on free throws. Rasmussen will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is good. So Rasmussen hits a pair. Into the ball game now for Wesleyan is going to be Katie Faggett. And Wesleyan will inbound the ball now from underneath their own basket with 17.4 seconds to play. 35-33 is the score. Hastings now with a two-point lead. Wesleyan will get to inbound the ball following the technical foul on the head coach for Hastings, Jeff Dittman. They'll get into Rasmussen. Rasmussen dribbles out here into three-point territory against Feynman. Rasmussen has to get rid of it. Now a five-second violation is called. Good defense there by Feynman of Hastings. And are trapped out here on the wing. Five-second violation is called on the Prairie Wolves. That's going to be turnover number 10 on Wesleyan. Feynman comes back the other way for Hastings College. Takes it to the top of the key, now to the elbow, right side of the lane. Drives it down the lane. Contact made again, and another foul is going to be called. At this rate, we're going to have nobody left. By the end, this one is all over with. Here's a personal foul. It's going to go on Faggett. That's going to be your second. Feynman goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. 3.1 seconds to play. Shot is up there. It is good from Feynman. She is now 6 out of 7 to the free throw line tonight. 36-33. Hastings with a lead. Next shot by Feynman is good. So she cans a couple of free throws. It's now going to be Golden inbounding the ball here to Rasmussen. Rasmussen for Wesleyan. Races it across the mark. Throws it up there. The shot is no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. It has not been pretty in most instances, but we have a tight basketball game at the present time. At halftime, Hastings 37, Nebraska Wesleyan 33. You're listening to Hastings College Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, Nebraska Wesleyan giving Hastings everything they want here in the first half. Unexpectedly here tonight, Nebraska Wesleyan trailing Hastings by only 4 points at a break, 37-33, after Hastings hammered this team back at the end of November in Lincoln by the score of 103-58. Hastings had a 23-24 point lead in that ball game by halftime and really coasted to the win. But right now, Hastings not playing real well here in the ball game. We'll check the shooting numbers coming up in just a couple of minutes. But Wesleyan has led throughout much of this first half. Hastings had instances where they had early leads in the ball game, but Wesleyan has led by as many as 5 points in the ball game. That was at 17-12. Hastings came back to tie things up at 19. It was a seesaw battle. We were tied up at 27 points apiece. Then the Broncos going had a little bit of a run. They score the next 5 points to go out on top, 32-27, led 35-30. And right now it's a 4-point lead for Hastings College. At halftime, the score is 37-33. Scoring in the first half for Hastings, Heather McEwen is leading the way. She's got 9 points in the basketball game. She's got 3 three-pointers for her 9. Kim Thaman has done all of her scoring from the free throw line tonight. She is 7 out of 8 from the line for 7 points. The other scorers, Alicia Statler, has got 6 points on a couple of field goals. She is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Statler's also got 3 personal fouls here in the first half. Becky Tesh has got 5 points on a 3 and a couple of free throws. The other scorers, Rachel Ishwood, has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Lindsay Ducey has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Also scoring in the ball game, Elise Schlake, she's got 2 free throws and 2 points here in the ball game. Hastings 15 out of 16 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Nebraska Wesleyan is 7 out of 11 from the stripe. Basically, two girls have done all their scoring here in this first half. Shea Rasmussen has got 14. Katie Golden has got 14 points. Golden has knocked down a couple of three-pointers, and she's got 3 two-point field goals. Golden with 14 points here at halftime. Shea Rasmussen has got 14. She's got a couple of free throws. So 14 from Golden and 14 from Rasmussen. Other than that, Sadie Strubing has got 3 points on a field goal, and she is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Valerie Shanahan, 1 out of 2 from the line for 1 point. And Janelle Ball has got 1 free throw and 2 attempts for 1 point here in the contest. Hastings with a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime. The score is 37-33. Other games going on tonight in the Great Plains Athletic Conference for women's basketball. Northwestern is playing in Sioux City tonight against Briarcliff. Midland has got a road game as they are playing in Seward tonight against Concordia. Dort is playing at Mount Marty tonight. And Dana is at Doan. The game between Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan was postponed until tomorrow. The conference standings as of now, Hastings is out on top in the G-Pack. They are 9-0, 19-2 overall. Northwestern just a game back. They are 8-1. Then you've got Briarcliff in there with 2 losses. They are 6-2. And a couple of teams with 4 losses. Concordia and Sioux Falls both 6-4. And Mount Marty and Morningside now at 5-4 on the season. Hastings will have 9 games left after this one in the regular season, and the Broncos still the only undefeated team left in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But Hastings being tested here tonight by Nebraska Wesleyan, the team that is currently in 11th place in the conference at 2-6. And right now at halftime, Hastings with a 4-point lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 37-33. Stick around. We'll take a break. When we come back, Tyson Avronik will join us. He has got Hastings College Spotlight. And then we've got more Bronco basketball yet to come here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Again, our score at halftime, it is Hastings 37, Nebraska Wesleyan 33. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHAS. And joining me this evening is head coach of the Hastings College wrestling team, Sean Kelly. And Sean, this is kind of exciting. Would not have really been able to do this 3-4 years ago. Hastings College just started up the wrestling program. And so talk a little about this program and how it's progressed over the last 3 years.
It's been a learning experience, I think, for everybody involved. You know, that first class guys came in real excited, had some moderate success right away, and then we kind of move forward and you start taking your bumps and bruises, and not everything's so easy anymore. And you know, the first class of guys, I still have quite a few of them in the room, and I think we've lost a few because as you get more recruits in and the room gets tougher, people realize that they might not be in the sport of choice for them. So I mean, it's been good. We've had some good solid guys, some rocks to build the team around, and we're getting to the point now where we're trying to fill in holes.
Yeah, talk a little bit about the difficulty of recruiting a top-notch wrestlers to a program that's just freshly started. In contrast to teams like Dana that have really been established and are really one of the top teams in the NAI, they can get all those recruits. How hard is that for you to really kind of sell your recruits on this?
You know, the first year we had to sell the recruits on a philosophy. They had nothing to go back onto and say, talk to any former athletes, nothing like that. So we had to sell on a philosophy. Now we're to the point where we got guys that have been around for 2-3 years can actually talk about the program. So it's getting easier. Recruiting's never an easy game, but it's getting easier being able to sell people on what we can produce. The big thing is more and more schools in the state, are doing what we did. They're adding Concordia, added York, us. There's quite a few schools in the state of Nebraska now with wrestling. So the tough task is getting them away from a Nebraska Kearney, Nebraska Omaha, and a University of Nebraska Lincoln. There's some really good schools in this state. You really got to open up your recruiting area, just because there's so many guys that want to go to those. Kearney's won a national title. UNO's won a national title or multiple titles. So typically a lot of the good kids that are serious about wrestling in college, they pretty much have their mindset up in their junior year. We really sell the small school aspect to them.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about this season in particular. You've been pretty busy as of late. Over the last week, you went over and had a duel with Dana and Blair, and then Jamie and Rush, he actually competed in the American Airlines All-Star Challenge. And, big congratulations to Jamie in there. He won his 174 match. But you guys are on the road again tonight, and you're going to be wrestling. As far as what we've got coming up on the schedule, where do you think some of our wrestlers are going to be able to get some really good competition and some good feel for what we've got coming up in the future?
Well, right now we got a schedule set up right now where we can start wrestling some guys. And we rested a few guys against Dana last week, and it's getting to that point where injuries are fairly serious in our book. We don't have time to recover for them. So if we can rest them and still feel like we kept that competitive edge on them, we will. You know, tonight at Beloit, or when we go down to Beloit, we'll probably do the same thing again that we did last Friday. And we got just a couple nagging injuries from our open still. So conference tournament next weekend already, and that's going to be our toughest competition for the next couple weeks. And so we want our guys as healthy as we can going in there. So I don't have a problem giving up a couple duels, a couple weights at a duel. You know, it's one of those things that if we give up 12, 16 points, whatever the case, 18 points in a duel, hopefully it'll pay off next week when we go to conference and have all of our guys healthy and ready to go.
Yeah, and talk a little about those. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but 7 wrestlers already qualified for the national tournament. How do you see these guys faring when they get into the national tournament?
You know, right now we got 2 guys ranked in the top 12, so obviously, you know, we have big expectations for them. Latest rankings just came out yesterday. Rush is 7 in the nation, and Brad Casadas is 12 in the nation. We'll definitely expect one of them to step up, and you know, hopefully they all do and win some matches. But I think if a couple of them get on a roll and we can get some momentum going of those guys that are not ranked, I think, you know, quite a few of them could become All-Americans or at least help Rush and Casadas get some momentum going in. You know, if we can end up with 3 or 4 guys being All-Americans, I think it would be a feather in our cap. I think right now we definitely got 2 guys that are capable. Obviously, other coaches in the nation think that too.
All right. That sounds great, Coach. Once again, Coach Kelly joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. Coach, great to see that Hastings College has picked up that wrestling program, and great to see that it's really progressing. Also, you know, it's nice to see that the Nebraska as a whole, as we talked about earlier, kind of really picking up the wrestling program. Once again, Coach, thank you so much for joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight.
You bet.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Pearl Arena, Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. The second-ranked team in the country, Hastings College women's team, struggling a little bit tonight. 37-33 is our score at halftime. Shooting numbers in on the ball game. Hastings hitting only 26% from the floor in the first half. And we just checked back in all the games played so far this year. That is the lowest shooting percentage for a half that Hastings College has had this season. They hit 9 out of 34 shots in the first half for 26.5%. Hastings was 4 out of 11 from three-point range for 36%. Fortunately, they got 16 free throw opportunities and converted on 15 of those for 93%. Nebraska Wesleyan, 11 out of 25 from the field for 44%. They were 4 out of 10 from three-point range for 40%. And the Prairie Wolves were 7 out of 11 from the free throw line, 63%. Rebounds, Hastings with 23, Wesleyan with 16. Broncos winning the offensive war 14-5. Turnovers right now, Hastings has got 7. In the first half of play. So 7 turnovers for Hastings, and Nebraska Wesleyan has got 12. Winning score for Hastings so far has been Heather McEwen. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Shea Rasmussen with 14. Katie Golden with 14 for Nebraska Wesleyan. Leading rebounder for Hastings, Lindsay Ducey. She's got 6. A couple of players with 4 rebounds apiece for Wesleyan, Katie Golden, and also Sadie Strubing. Hastings will have the ball to begin this second half of play. Ducey takes it down low, left side to Stadler. Back outside to McEwen, now to Stadler. Now to Isherwood, right side of the lane. They get it back inside to Ducey, goes for the hole, shot is up and in. Lindsay Ducey scores for Hastings, Lindsay now has 6 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have opened up a 6-point lead now. It is 39-33. Just underway here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Nebraska Wesleyan shooting to our basket to our left here in the second half. They get her down low to a Katie Golden, who had a hot hand there in the first half. Out there, Rasmussen, down to Golden. She loses the ball out of bounds. Down in the corner left side, she threw it out of bounds. Golden could not handle it. That's the 13th turnover now on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the ball game. Here comes Hastings College back with the ball. McEwen has got it here on the right side. Dribbles it to the near sideline. Bounce pass inside to Ducey. Gets away. Goes for the hole. Her shot is up and in. And she's fouled into play. So Ducey comes out of the locker room and hits back-to-back field goals in the lane there. And now she'll go to the free throw line and she is fouled into play. The personal is going to go on Strooping. That's going to be her second first team foul on the Prairie Wolves here in the second half of play. Hastings now leading by 8 points. It's 41-33. Shot from the free throw line. Good by Ducey. She's now got nine. And Hastings has now opened up a 42 the 33 advantage here. 52 seconds into the second half. Nebraska Wesleyan back with the ball. Here's a Janelle Ball. Gets it to the elbow. Katie Golden drives it down the left side of the lane against Ducey. Can't put up a shot. Instead comes out to Rasmussen. Rasmussen back inside to Golden. Powers her way to the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Ducey. Gets the ball back down to Rasmussen. In the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouled in the play. A foul will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Feynman. That's going to be her first, the first team foul on the Broncos. This will be a shooting situation. Shay Rasmussen goes to the free throw line now for Nebraska Wesleyan. She has got 14 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there and in. Rasmussen now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. 42-34. Hastings is up by 8 points. Here comes the next one by Rasmussen. That's going to be up and in. So it's now 42-35. Hastings leading by 7. Nebraska Wesleyan going to apply some pressure here in backcourt. Hastings brings it back into the offensive zone. Isherwood has got it. Isherwood now to Feynman. Fakes the handoff. Instead goes inside to Ducey. Wheels are shot off of the window. It's going to be up there. No good. Feynman tips the ball. Stadler grabs it for Hastings. Out to Kim now for 3. Shot is good. Kim Feynman hits the 3. Alicia Stadler gets the assist. Off of the offensive rebound. And the Broncos have opened up a double-digit lead for the first time tonight. 45-35. Now Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. Wesleyan calls a timeout. Hastings getting the ball inside to Stadler and also Lindsay Ducey. And a couple of three-pointers thrown up there. Now Hastings has built a 10-point lead. We'll take a break with a score. The Broncos 45, Nebraska Wesleyan 35.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Got some scores in from the other GPAC conference games going on tonight in women's college basketball. At halftime, Northwestern is leading Briarcliff 33-27. At halftime, it's Concordia out on top of Midland by a score of 35-28. And in the first half, Mount Marty has jumped out to a 14-10 lead over Dort. Other game going on tonight is in Crete between Dana and the Doan College Tigers. One doubleheader tonight was postponed because of the icy conditions up in South Dakota. Morningside playing at Dakota Wesleyan. They'll play that twin bill coming up tomorrow between the women's and men's teams for Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan. So Hastings has opened up a 10-point lead now here in the second half, 45-35. Wesleyan has got the ball now as we approach the 18-minute mark of the second half. Wesleyan working the ball against the man-to-man defense, a feed to the near side. Isherwood deflects the ball out of bounds. They try to get into the hands here of Janelle Ball. Isherwood all over her defensively and knocks it into the scores table. Wesleyan will inbound the ball here with Mallory Shanahan, who's back into the ball game. Not a ball. Ball dribbling out here in three-point territory. Moves it to the wing. Now to a Katie Golden. Golden splits a couple of defenders and now a shot clock violation. Wesleyan unable to put a shot up there in the allotted 30 seconds. So a shot clock violation on the Prairie Wolves. That's turnover number 14 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Now Hastings with a 10-point lead has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Feynman has got it now to McEwen. Bombs it inside. It's over the head of Ducey. It's saved here by Rasmussen. Rasmussen is throbing. And now here's a pass that's going to be intercepted by Feynman. She goes for the hole, and she's fouled in the play. So Wesleyan got the ball back, but then they threw it right away into the hands of Kim Feynman. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Wesleyan. It's going to go on Golden. So Katie Golden picks up her second personal foul. And it's going to be Thaman to the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. Thaman is now 8 out of 9 for the free throw line tonight. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. Next shot is up there. It's good. Making her living here at the free throw line with 9 charity tosses here. This one in double figures now with 12 points. Hastings with her biggest lead of the ball game at 47-35. Valerie Shanahan has got the ball out in three-point territory. Now to Golden. Golden is picked up there by Ducey of Hastings. A feed to the wing. Deflected out of bounds by Thaman. Again, trying to get the ball there to Shea Rasmussen for Nebraska Wesleyan. Now Wesleyan will inbound off of the far sideline. They will get it in here to Ball. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Puts up a shot from the elbow and scores. Janelle Ball scores there for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's her first field goal. And it's back to a 10-point lead. Hastings 47, Nebraska Wesleyan 37. Kim Thaman now on the dribble for Hastings. Left side of the floor. Out to McEwen. McEwen around the screen from Ducey. Moves it down the right side of the lane. Bounce pass back out to Lindsay for three. Shot is up there. No good. Long rebound. Thaman has got it. Offensive board there for the former Lawrence Nelson product and Kim Thaman. Gets it away to McEwen. Down low to Ducey. Her shot's partially deflected. The ball brought out of there by Strubing. Sadie Strubing has got the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Gets it away. That's going to be Katie Golden bringing the ball down the right sideline. Stops. Gets it into the hands now of Rasmussen. Rasmussen now to Ball. Lobs it inside. Deflected out of bounds. McEwen denies the pass there as they try to get it down low to Sadie Strubing. McEwen knocks it out of bounds, and it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan inbounding with 18 seconds left on the shot clock. Janelle Ball will get it over here on the right side of the lane to Strubing. Drives, puts up a shot over Stadler. No good. Alicia grabs the rebound. Stadler gets it into the hands now of Kim Thaman. Thaman hustles into the offensive scoring zone. Cuts it to the free throw line and now backs up here. Thaman moves it to the right side of the lane. Kim on the dribble for Hastings. To Ducey, right at the top of the key. Now to Isherwood. Isherwood into the lane. Dumps it down low. Stadler grabs it, shoots and scores. Isherwood gets the assist. Alicia Stadler gets the field goal. Alicia now with 8 points in the ball game, and Hastings again with a 12-point lead. 49-37 with 16 minutes to play here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Sadie Strubing with the ball for Wesleyan. Goes over on the wing on the right side to Ball. Dumps it down low. Here's a shot by Rasmussen. No good. Rebound. Foul shot. Blocked down. Foul called. Golden gets the rebound. Goes back up and a foul is called on Stadler. That's going to be her fourth personal foul. So Alicia Stadler now in some foul trouble here for Hastings. She's going to check out of the ball game. Stadler with four personal fouls now with 15 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the contest. The shot from the free throw line is up and in by Golden. She's now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. She'll get one more. Golden has got 15 points in the ball game. So now Stadler comes out. Into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Becky Tesh. 15-51 to play in the ball game. Women's college basketball tonight. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Next shot is up there. It is good by Katie Golden. She has now got 16 in the ball game. Golden will check out. Here comes Katie Faggett. Jordan Winett into the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. So the Prairie Wolves are down by 10 points after Hastings had a 37-33 advantage at halftime. Here's Feynman with the ball for Hastings to Becky Tesh. Tesh dribbles once. Now to McEwen. Lobs it down low. Ducey grabs it, shoots, and scores. Lindsay Ducey now at 11 points in the basketball game. It's 51-39. Matches the biggest lead of the ball game now for the Broncos. Nebraska Wesleyan working. Here's a shot from the right side. It's going to be no good by Ball. Ball is tapped out. It's picked up here by Feynman. Leads the break back the other way. Feynman drives it all the way to the baseline. A shot is up there. It is no good. Tesh tips the ball, but it's picked up by Winett. For Nebraska Wesleyan, her pass is deflected, picked up by Tesh into the backcourt. Becky gets away with a little shove back there, no foul called. Becky gets it into the hands now of Feynman, drives the ball to the basket for Hastings, stops and puts it up there, the shot good. Feynman now with 14 in the ball game, and Hastings has their biggest lead of the contest now at 14 points, 53-39, and Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. So Hastings out of the locker room. Wesleyan has scored only 6 points. Here the second half. They've been outscored to start the second half now, 16-6. We have got a timeout, 14:52 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score, Hastings 53, Nebraska Wesleyan 39.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos will have this weekend off, so no game coming up on Saturday for Hastings. Broncos looking for their 16th win in a row here tonight. They have now built their largest lead of the ball game at 53-39. A 14-point lead. Hastings on a 16-6 run to begin the second half. Here's Rasmussen with the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. There's Shanahan. Her pass into the lane is going to be too far. Goes out of bounds. Wesleyan turns the ball over for the 17th time here in the ball game. Hannah Marshall comes into the ball game now for Wesleyan, replacing Jordan Wynett. So now Hastings has a chance to increase their lead right here. 14 and a half minutes to play in the contest, 53-39. Hastings with a lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. Action tonight from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Kim Thaman down to Heather McEwen, dribbles behind her back, dribbles the ball inside, knocks down a Wesleyan player down there, and a charging foul is going to be called to McEwen. Taking a major hit there was Danae Becker for Wesleyan. As McEwen picks up the personal foul, that's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number three on the Broncos. 53-39, Hastings with a 14-point lead. Rasmussen with the ball, picked up over here by Feynman of Hastings. Rasmussen tries to drive it, circles around, takes it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted by Becky Tesh, and then she has problems with it. She falls down, and it goes out of bounds. Tesh got the steal, but then fell down with it going back the other way. Wesleyan now with 18 turnovers in the ball game. Hastings has got half that. They're at 9. The Broncos have the 14-point lead at 53-39. 14:05 to play here in the contest. Here's Katie Faggett with the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan on the wing to Hannah Marshall. Marshall splits a couple of defenders, comes back outside to Rasmussen for three. Her shot is up and in. Shea is having a good ball game here for Wesleyan. She has got 19 points in the contest. She had 11 the first time around. But Hastings beat Wesleyan and Lincoln 103-58. Here's McEwen inside again to Ducey. Splits two defenders. Goes for the rack. Her shot no good. Ducey grabs the rebound. And Ducey is being hammered in there. Finally, the ball is tipped away. And it's going to be picked up here by Marshall. Hannah Marshall has got it down for Nebraska Wesleyan. Down the right sideline to Faggett. Takes it to the elbow right side. Tesh reaches in. Now to Sadie Strubing for Nebraska Wesleyan. Strubing sends it down low. And now we got a foul call that's going to go on McEwen of Hastings. That's going to be the third foul on Heather McEwen. 13-20 remaining here in the ball game. Here comes McDermott into the contest now for Hastings, replacing Isherwood. Elise Schlake will come in for Heather McEwen. That's going to be team foul number four on Hastings. So no free throws here. Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own hoop. Katie Faggett will trigger things in for the Prairie Wolves. The Rasmussen, 4-3. Shot is up there. It is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to McDermott. McDermott down the near sideline, down to Becky Tesh. Tesh dribbling with the ball will hold up. Tesh right at the top of the three-point circle. Right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside to Ducey. Wheels puts it up there left-handed and scores. It looks like Hastings can go inside and get results on just about every possession. Ducey's now got 13 in the ball game. That's now 55-42. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan back with the ball. Hannah Marshall out on top now to the hot-hitting Shea Rasmussen. Who's burned the Broncos with 19 here tonight. Here's Faggett with the ball, left side of the lane. Bounce pass, Strubing. Works against Ducey. Her shot is up there, it's short. Ducey grabs the rebound. Lindsey has got it for Hastings. Gets it away now to Kim. Kim Thaman down the near sideline for the Broncos. Gives it to Becky Tesh, 4-3. Shot is up there, short. Rebound loose. Ducey has got it. She's tied up in the play. Arrow pointing in favor of Wesleyan, so the Prairie Wolves will get it. 12:27 to play here in the second half. Hastings has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan by 13, 55-42, and now we've got a timeout. We'll take a break, 12 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the basketball game. It's now Hastings 55, Nebraska Wesleyan 42.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Close at halftime, Hastings led 37-33. Right now, 55-42. Broncos have the advantage with 12:25 to play. Wesleyan comes back into the offensive scoring zone here. as they get it to a Katie Faggett. Faggett bounce pass down low. Strubing has got it. There's a fake. Puts Ducey in the air. Shoots and scores. Sadie Strubing now with 5 points in the ball game. Wesleyan not rolling over yet. Broncos 55, Nebraska Wesleyan 44. And now Wesleyan has gone to a zone defense. Here's Elise Schlenk, and she's hit from behind, and a foul is called. It's going to go on to Katie Faggett. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number three on the Prairie Wolves here in the second half. This will be a shooting situation as Elise Schlenk will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Two of two so far tonight. Shot is up there. It is good. Schlenk now 3 of 3 from the line for all of her points here in the ball game. Katie Golden comes back into the ball game now for Wesleyan, replacing Danelle Becker. So it's going to be Schlenk to the free throw line for the second of two. Elise looks it up there, and the shot is good. So Schlenk now with 4 points. Hastings with a 13-point lead, 57-44. The Broncos' biggest lead has been 14 points. It's sitting at 13 right now. There's a pass inside to Strubing. She is double-teamed, and the ball swatted away. Becky grabs it for Hastings. Becky Tesh. Tesh gets it away. Down to McDermott. That's going to be turnover number 19 on Nebraska Wesleyan. They average 25 in the season. McDermott bounce pass inside to Ducey. Spins one way. Then the other shot is up and in. Lindsay Ducey now with 15 points in the ball game, and Hastings has opened up a 15-point lead now at 59-44 with 11 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in this one. Rasmussen has got it down in the baseline. Here's a shot by Marshall. It's going to be no good. Ball is lost out of bounds off of the hands. Well, let's see. They're going to point Wesleyan's way. I thought maybe Golden was down there for Wesleyan, but evidently Elise Schlenk was the last to touch it for Hastings. Wesleyan will play things in deep in the corner on the right side to Golden. They get it inside to Strubing. Takes it down in the baseline. Here's a shot over Ducey. No good. Lindsay grabs the rebound. Ducey has got it for Hastings College. Dribbles out of there. Gets it now into the hands of Feynman. Feynman hustles into the offensive scoring zone. Now to Schlenk. Free throw line extended left side. Schlenk out to McDermott. Holding the ball 25 feet away from the basket. A pass over to Feynman. Pulls up, shoots a 12-footer, and hits it. Feynman now in the ball game has got 16 points. Her season high 17 that she put up against Doan a couple of weeks ago in Crete. 61-44. Hastings with the lead. Here's a shot with a baseline. No good by Strubing. Rebound comes down to Tesh. Becky Tesh has got it down for Hastings. It's been one shot and out here in the second half for Nebraska Wesleyan. Broncos have the basketball back in the offensive zone. This is going to be McDermott with the ball over here on the wing on the right side to Tesh. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stops there. Bounce pass down low. Ducey again wheeling. Puts up a shot and the ball knocked out of her hands and a foul is called. And Ducey will go to the free throw line. A foul is going to go here on Sadie Strubing of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be your third. So Hastings is now leading 61-44 over Nebraska Wesleyan. This is a 17-point lead, their biggest lead of the contest. Ducey to the free throw line. She's got 15 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's good. Ducey is the third best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, knocking down 83% of her foul shots. And the Broncos now lead by 18 points, 62-44. Next shot from Ducey is in the air. That one is good. Lindsay's going to check out of the ball game now, and Statler will come back in. So Hastings is now leading 63-44 with 10 minutes and 22 seconds to play, a 19-point lead now for the Broncos. Tell you what, it didn't look good there in the first half as Wesleyan has as much as a 5-point lead over Hastings, but coming out of the locker room, Hastings going on a 16-6 run at the beginning of the second half, and Wesleyan is not threatened here in the past couple of minutes. Now a 19-point lead at 63-44. There's a shot down low by Becker that's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Statler. Gets into the hands now of McEwen. Goes over to McDermott on the left side of the lane. Back out to Elise Schlenk. Now to Becky Tesh in three-point territory. Comes across the top. McDermott dribbles down the left side of the lane. Contact made. Traveling violation on Hastings. The Broncos turn it over for the 10th time here tonight. Wesleyan will come back the other direction. 9 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Women's college basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHIS. We will have the men's game coming up next. Scheduled tip-off time, 8 o'clock here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Mallory Shanahan has got the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Out between the rings, the ball, who's back into the ball game, to Shanahan. Her pass deflected. It is loose. It's picked up by Statler. Statler gets the ball ahead. Now to McDermott in the lane. Puts a fake on there and goes for the hole. Loses the ball out of bounds. Tesh says it was tipped out of bounds. That's not the case. Nebraska Wesleyan will get to play things in. So McDermott had it right in front of the basket trying to put a move on. A defender there for Nebraska Wesleyan and lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover number 11 on Hastings. 63-44. Broncos have a 19-point lead. Here's a Shea Rasmussen. She goes for the hole against Statler. Her shot is up and in. Shea's having a solid ball game tonight for Wesleyan. She's got 21. And now head coach Jeff Dittman calls the timeout. Hastings calls the timeout. 9 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 63, Nebraska Wesleyan 46.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Got some high school stuff coming up for you tomorrow night. Sandy Creek will be playing at Blue Hill. You can catch the game on our network of stations on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Pre-game at 5:45 tomorrow night with a girls' game at 6 o'clock and the boys to follow at about 7:45. Friday night here on 1230 KHAS, we will be at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High as the Tigers will take on Grand Island Northwest in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Airtime 5:45 with a girls' game at 6, the boys to follow at 7:45. And then Saturday, Battle of the Unbeatens here on 1230 KHAS. It'll be Adams Central taking on Grand Island Central Catholic. From the Crusader Gym in Grand Island, on the air again at 5:45 with the girls' game at 6 and the boys at 7:45. So plenty of basketball coming up for you this week. The Broncos have the advantage here, 63-46. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. Heather McEwen has got it, comes across the top down to McDermott, puts it on the floor, dribbles once, dribbles to the top of the key, reverses it, gets it to Test, down low to Statler. Shot is up and in. Bucket does not count. Foul before the shot. A personal foul will go on the Nebraska Wesleyans, Katie Golden before the shot. That's going to be Katie's third. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Nebraska Wesleyan, so no free throws here. Hastings will inbound the ball, baseline left side. It's going to be McDermott to Statler. Out of Becky Tesh, angles in toward the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Statler, follow shot, no good. Rebound Katie Golden now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Golden gets it away now to Janelle Ball down the near sideline. Ball to Becker. Back out to Ball in three-point territory. Picked up by McDermott. Comes over to Rasmussen. Free throw line extended left side. The Broncos still in the man-to-man. Picked up there by Becky Tesh. Rasmussen looking to penetrate. Stops right at the free throw line. Dumps it off down low to Becker. Back outside. The ball gets away here from Ball, but it's picked up by Janelle. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Janelle Ball. Bounce pass to Rasmussen. Rasmussen around Tesh. Her shot from 12 is up there. It's no good. Battle for the rebound. McEwen had it. She lost it. Jump ball is called. McEwen battling for the ball there against Katie Golden of Nebraska Wesleyan. Arrow pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will get it here with 8 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the contest tonight. Rachel Isherwood comes back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Elise Schlake. 63-46. Hastings by 17. The Broncos' biggest lead of the ball game has been 19. So Hastings working with the ball now in backcourt. This is McDermott. McDermott winding her way between a couple of defenders, approaches the midcourt stripe and sends it into the offensive zone now with a pass here on the near sideline to Becky Tesh. Tesh out to Isherwood. Brings it back to Tesh. Right side of the lane. Tesh dribbles once. Entry pass. They get it to McDermott. Moves to her left and fires up a 10-footer and hits it. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Sophia McDermott. She's in the lane scoring there at 5'3". And the Broncos now lead by 19 points again. 65-46 with 7 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Here's Danelle Ball with the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Comes over on the left side. That's a Shea Rasmussen. Rasmussen angling in. Cut off nicely there by Becky Tesh. Now around the screen. Moves it to the wing on the right side. Her shot is up there for 3. No good. Rebound Becker from Nebraska Wesleyan. Becker gets around Statler. Goes for the hole, and she's fouled in a play by Statler. And that's going to be number 5 on Alicia. Alicia Statler's just fouled out of the basketball game. Her 7:27 to play. So Statler fouls out. Leads with 8 points. So Alicia Statler fouls out of the ball game, 7:27 remaining in the contest. She leads with 8 points, 6 of those in the first half. Going to the free throw line will be Danae Becker for Nebraska Wesleyan. Becker, a 50% foul shooter in the season, has not scored, has not shot a free throw tonight. Becker eyes the bucket for Wesleyan, puts it up there, and it is off of the iron, no good. Becker will get one more. Becker, 5'10", a junior out of Hardington, Nebraska. Averaging 5 points, a couple of rebounds per game. Next shot is in the air. It is up. It is perfect this time by Becker, so she hits one out of two. And the Hastings College lead is now 18 points at 65-47. 7:25 to play here in the contest tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings with the ball on their offensive end. Becky Tesh out to McEwen, wide open for three. Takes the shot and hits it. Heather McEwen now with 4 3-pointers in the ball game. She's got 12 points. She's the fourth best 3-point shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and she is number two in the conference this week in 3-pointers made. Helping out her deal tonight, she's got 4 threes in this ball game tonight. 68-47. Hastings now leading by 21. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Golden. She goes up. She is knocked down into play. No foul called. Ball's going to be picked up here by McDermott of Hastings. Off to McEwen for a three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound, Ducey. Follow shot, good. Ducey gets the offensive board and the putback. She's now got 19. Hastings leading 70-47. Over Nebraska Westland as this one's getting away now from the Prairie Wolves with 6.5 to play. Shay Rasmussen with a ball for Nebraska Westland out on top. Golden is knocked down. A foul is going to be called to McEwen. McEwen picks up her fourth personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. And now going to the free throw line for Nebraska Westland is going to be Katie Golden. Golden has got 16 points in the ball game tonight for Westland. Shay Rasmussen is leading the way. She's got 21. Golden had just 5 points the last time these two teams played back in Lincoln at the end of November. Hastings easily won that ball game 103-58. That is the sixth, check that, the fifth team foul in Westland, so no free throws here. Prairie Wolves will inbound the ball. Janelle Ball out here in 3-point territory gets away from McDermott. There's a pass to the wing deflected out of bounds by McEwen. Trying to get it over there to Hannah Marshall for Westland. McEwen denies the pass and knocks it out of bounds. Now Marshall will play things into Janelle Ball. Ball moves it to the left side of the floor, takes it down to the baseline, stops there. Now she's in trouble, sends it back outside. The ball's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted by McEwen. McEwen now to Ducey. She goes for the hole. Her shot is good, and she's fouled. McEwen gets the assist. Lindsay Ducey gets the field goal. And now Ducey will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Shay Rasmussen for Nebraska Wesley, and that's going to be her first. Team foul number 6 on the Prairie Wolves. Ducey now with 21 points. In the basketball game for Hastings, and make it 22 as that one goes down. She's still perfect from the free throw line at 4-for-4. Ducey, the second leading scorer in the GPAC this week, averaging 18.7 points per ball game, trailing the player from Briar Cliff and Liz Greider. 73-47 to score. Hastings starting to blow the Prairie Wolves out of here. Just under 6 minutes to play here in the contest. Dribbling with the ball is going to be a Ball. Throws up an off-balance shot. No good. Rebound Marshall. Follow shot good. Anna Marshall gets the offensive board and the putback. And it's now 73-49. Hastings with the lead and the basketball. Ducey comes out to McEwen. Holds the ball on the wing. Out to Feynman. Dribbles to the free throw line. Sends it down low. Ducey has got it. Has it knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in. Becker just got her hands on it there for Nebraska Westland at the last second to knock the ball away from Ducey. Hastings will play things in from underneath their own hoop. Feynman looking, comes out here to McEwen on the wing, picked up out there by Janelle Ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Here's McDermott, now to Feynman here on the near sideline. Feynman dribbling, comes out to McDermott, inside down to Ducey. Ducey down low, double team, gets it away. Feynman, she's in on the play, foul called. The foul is going to go on Wesleyan, it's going to go on Rasmussen. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 7 on Wesleyan, so now we'll have some free throws. Kim Feynman back to the charity stripe here for Hastings. She's 9 out of 10 so far tonight. 67% of the season. Her shot is up there. That's going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Westland. Score remains 73-49 with 5:15 to play here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Marshall with the ball for Nebraska Westland. Now to Jordan Wynett, who's back into the ball game. The Rasmussen drives it down the lane all the way to the basket. It's going to be knocked out of her hands out of bounds. Isherwood and Ducey both in there for Hastings, just getting their hands out there at the last second as Rasmussen was going for the hole. It is knocked out of bounds, and Nebraska Westland will play things in from underneath their own basket. There's a pass out to the free throw line. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Isherwood. She drives it the length of the floor. Back the other way. Her shot is up and in. Isherwood, now with 6 points in the basketball game. Hastings leading by the score of 75-49. Here's Janelle Ball. Now to Rasmussen on the wing. Picked up there by Feynman of Hastings. Rasmussen dribbles to the top of the key over on the wing on the right side to Hannah Marshall. Marshall picked up by Isherwood. There's Janelle Ball, drives it against McDermott, all the way to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Janelle Ball now with 5 points in the ball game. The Broncos leading now 75-51. A 24-point lead for Hastings. 4:28 to play. McEwen for three. Bombs away. That's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to McDermott. She has it stripped away. Janelle Ball comes out of there for Nebraska Wesleyan. Ball to the near sideline to Rasmussen. Takes it into the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Ducey. Loose on the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Last touched over there by Hannah Marshall for Nebraska Wesleyan. Becky Tesh into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing McDermott. 4:11 to play here in the contest. Hastings 75, Nebraska Wesleyan 51. So it appears the Broncos will win their 16th straight on the season and their 20th straight over Nebraska Wesleyan here tonight. There's a pass inside to Ducey. She takes it down the lane, and she's going to be fouled into play. A personal foul will go on Wesleyan. It's going to go on Mallory Shanahan. That's going to be her third. Again, Hastings has dominated this series with Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings holds a 61-5 advantage over the Prairie Wolves in women's college basketball. This will be the 20th straight win for Hastings in the all-time series. Stop of the free throw line is up and in for Ducey. She has now got 23 in the ballgame. The last win for Wesleyan back in the 1999-2000 season. The Prairie Wolves beat Hastings by the score of 76-68. Next shot is up there. It's good by Ducey. It's now 77-51. Hastings by 26. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Janelle Ball has got it now for Nebraska Wesleyan over to Rasmussen. Rasmussen now to Shanahan. Dumps it down low to Strubing. Her shot is up there and in. Sadie Strubing now with 7 points in the ballgame. 77-53. 3:40 remaining in the ballgame. Here's Kim Thaman with the ball for Hastings on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes to Ducey down low on the baseline. Gives it up now to Becky Tesh on the left side of the lane. Now to Isherwood. Isherwood drives it down the right side. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ball tapped out. It's going to be picked up by Wesleyan. Long pass down to four. They get it to Rasmussen. Rasmussen drives against Tesh. Her shot no good. Becky grabs the rebound. Tesh down the near sideline. Down to Isherwood. Isherwood drives the ball to the rack. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. Ducey grabs it. Follow shot good. And Ducey gets the field goal. And now Jeff Dittman calls a timeout. Ducey now with 26 points in the basketball game for Hastings. Her season high 28 that she put up against the Briar Cliff up in Sioux City back in December. And now we've got a timeout. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 79, Nebraska Wesleyan 53.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Hastings with a lead here, 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Women's college basketball here tonight. It was close at halftime as the Broncos struggled in that first half. In fact, Hastings hit only 26% of their field goals in the first half. Had a four-point lead at halftime, 37-33, but Hastings opening up the second half on a 16-6 run, and Wesleyan is not threatened after that. Right now, 79-53. Here's Strubing in the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Sadie Strubing gets the field goal for Wesleyan. She's now got 9 points in the ballgame, 79-55. So Hastings with some new faces into the ballgame. This is Quincy King. King now with the ball out to Lee Schlake, who's over on the wing on the left side. That's going to be McDermott. Now to Becky Tesh. Moves to her right, comes out to Schlake down in the corner. Top of the key, that's a Brittany Wong who's into the ball game now for Hastings. Over on the left side to Tesh, moves it down to the baseline, circles around underneath the basket. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Katie Golden. Golden runs it down the right sideline here for Wesleyan. 2:20 remaining in the ball game, 79-55. Mallory Shanahan has got the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up there by Quincy King for Hastings. Top of the key. Here's a Strubing with the ball. Strubing now to Ball. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Hastings with a 24-point lead, 79-55. Rasmussen on the right sideline. picked up over there by Brittany Wong of Hastings. 2 seconds, 1 second of the shot clock. Here's a shot taken off of the baseline, not in time. Shot clock violation on Nebraska Wesleyan against basically the second teamers in there now for Hastings. So good job by the Bronco defense right there. 1:54 remaining in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Wesleyan tonight, 79-55. Here comes McDermott into the ball game now for Hastings, and she'll bring her up. McDermott goes over in the wing to a Brittany Wong inside to Schlake. Her shot with the baseline, no good. She is fouled in the play. And Schlake will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Danae Martin picks up the personal foul for Wesleyan. Schlake back to the line. She's 4 of 4 so far tonight. 75% foul shooter in the season. Schlake puts it up there. The shot good. Elise had a good ball game earlier this season. Her season high has been 11 points as she put up against South Dakota Tech during the non-conference portion of the schedule. Second shot is up there. It's good. So Schlake has got 6 points here tonight. It's 81-55. Hastings with the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan as the Prairie Wolves now work with the ball. Driving for the basket. Here's a shot put up there and in. A basket there by Jamie Seeger, who's into the ball game now for Wesleyan. So Jamie gets a field goal here. It's now 81-57. Hastings working the ball on their offensive end. Driving for the hole. A shot is up there. It is no good by Brittany Wong, but she is hacked in the arm. And Wong will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Hammered in the active shooting. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Nebraska Wesleyan. Candace Townley picking up the personal foul. She's a freshman out of Thornton, Colorado. This is Wong at the free throw line. She's not shot a free throw all season. And she has got her first one right here. So Brittany Wong hits her first free throw of the season here. Wong, a 5'3" freshman out of Carmichael, California. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Jennifer Gold for Sophia McDermott. Stacey Havelkost also into the ball game, the freshman out of Bennington. Here's a shot from the free throw line. The next one is good by Brittany Wong. She hits a couple of charity tosses and is now 83-57. Hastings with the lead as we approach the 1 minute mark here in the ball game. Wesleyan working on the ball. This is Kelsey Gray now in 3-point territory to Townley. Townley gets it out here to a Jamie Seeger. Picked up there by Jennifer Gold. Nearly lost control of the ball. Now the scramble is on. It's loose on the right sideline, and a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Nebraska Wesleyan, so we will stay right here. Got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS, so stay with us. Nebraska Wesleyan will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. Looking, they finally get it in. Townley has got the ball. Cross-court pass comes to the near side. The Seeger pulls up at the elbow. Her shot is up and in. Jamie Seeger has came off of the bench. They had a couple of field goals and 4 points in the last minute or so. Now 83-59. Hastings has got the lead. Broncos back with the ball on their offensive end. Quincy King out to Jennifer Gold. Left side to Wong. Entry pass inside. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Melissa Thompson. Rebound comes down to Wesleyan. Down the near sideline. Deflected away. It's picked up here by Gold for Hastings College. Jennifer sends it over to Brittany Wong. Wong now to a Quincy King. King to a Havelkost. Brings it back to King on the wing on the right side. 18 seconds to play. Jennifer Gold brings it back here on the right side. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It is no good by King. Rebound is loose. They try to save it. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Wesleyan basketball. 11.3 seconds to play in the contest. Hastings leading by the score of 83-59. So the Broncos win their 20th ball game of the season here tonight. They will go to 20-2. They'll be 10-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they take a breather on this Saturday. Here's a shot off of the baseline. No good by Gray, but she is hammered on the arm. And Kelsey Gray will go to the free throw line. Foul is going to go on Brittany Wong. That's going to be her first. And the Broncos will have their bye week coming up this Saturday. They won't play again until next Wednesday. So the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan. And the shot is up there. It is good from Kelsey Gray. So Kelsey Gray hits a free throw. She'll have another one. Here's the second one. It's in the air and perfect. It's now 82-61, and that's going to be the final score. Hastings College going to win it here tonight. Struggled in the first half. 37-33 was the halftime score, but the Broncos go on to win after opening up the second half on a 16-6 run. And the Broncos go on to win by 21 points here tonight. Final score, Hastings 82, Nebraska Wesleyan 61. You're listening to Hastings College Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, the Hastings College women's basketball team wins it tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan. Final score of 82-61. Hard to believe, but Wesleyan actually had a five-point lead in the first half at 17-12. In fact, the Prairie Wolves led throughout much of that first half. Hastings eventually got out to a four-point lead at a break, 37-33, and then opened things up by going on a 16-6 run to begin the second half of play to grab the 53-39 advantage, and really Wesleyan did not threaten after that. So Hastings College goes on to win in the basketball game tonight. Final score of 82-61. The Broncos now 20-2 on the season. They remain undefeated in the conference at 10 wins and no losses. Nebraska Wesleyan, who dropped to 5-11 after this one, and now 2-7 in conference play. Wesleyan getting 21 points tonight from Shea Rasmussen, 16 from Katie Golden, so two players in double figures for Nebraska Wesleyan. Sadie Struthing ended up with 9 points tonight, 5 points for Janelle Ball, 4 points for Jamie Seeger, 2 points from Kelsey Gray, 2 for Hannah Marshall, 1 for Mallory Shanahan, and 1 for Danae Becker. Nebraska Wesleyan in the ball game hit 21 out of 53 shots for 39.6%. They were 5 of 14 from three-point range for 35%, and Wesleyan hit 14 out of 19 from the free throw line for 73%. Hastings in the ball game tonight ended up shooting probably a season low here at 36.4%. We were at 26.5% in the first half, and we warmed up a little bit in the second half, hitting 15 out of 32 from the field for 46%. So Hastings ended up shooting 24 out of 66 tonight for 36.4%. They were 6 of 19 on three-pointers for 31%, and they were 29 out of 31 from the free-throw line tonight. Hastings hitting on 93% of their charity tosses tonight. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings, Lindsay Ducey leading the way. She had 26 points in the ball game and 11 rebounds. So Ducey with a double-double in the ball game tonight. 16 points for Kim Fayman. She also had 5 rebounds. Heather McEwen ended up with 12 points tonight. So Ducey leading the way with 26. 16 for Kim Fayman and 12 for Heather McEwen. The other scorers for Hastings: Alicia Stadler had 8 points in the ball game. Rachel Isherwood had 6. Elise Schlake had 6 points. Becky Tesh had 5, 2 points for Brittany Wong, and 2 for Sophia McDermott. So Hastings College wins it tonight in women's college basketball. Final score, Hastings 82 and Nebraska Wesleyan 61. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech as the Broncos get ready for the Prairie Wolves in men's college basketball action here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.